In our previous year, we discussed the fact that the Beis HaMikdash was a place of Gilui Elikus, especially in the first Beis HaMikdash. The Gilui of the Beis HaMikdash inspired everybody. And as we know, that the Beis HaMikdash's windows were built in a way that it was narrow on the inside and wider on the outside, because the whole point of the Beis HaMikdash is that the light should go out to the entire world. It should be Gilui Elikus b'chol ha'olam. Eidus hi l'chol ba'olam sh'ashchina shoyda b'Yisrael. It is a testimonial to the entire world that the Shechina rests in the Yidden. The question is, how did the Gilui Elikus work? Now that's a very funny question. I want to explain my question. A lot of things are conduits to give over different things. For example, I have an idea in my head and I write it down on a piece of paper. Did my hand become any smarter because I wrote a Dvar Chochmah with my hand? Everyone understands that the answer is no. The hand and the paper and the pen and the ink are just tools to bring out a seichel. In other words, the seichel just transfers, goes through my hand. In the terms of Hasidus, it's called hislabshus derech maivir, that it only comes through in a traveling way. It doesn't actually settle and change the object which it's going through. Then you have another thing. For example, the brain. The brain actually, the seichel that you're thinking actually penetrates the brain. It doesn't just go through the brain. I know there are people that took a achlota to return the brain to the Eibishter in mint condition. You know, they don't want to be responsible for any damages, for any loss. The Eibishter actually wants you to use the brain. And even Begashmi is those that use the brain. They say that if you can open up a person's skull, you can actually see certain lines and farkvetchkeit on the brain. Somebody that actually uses their brain, it actually has a effect, the gashmius, on the brain. In other words, in that form, the seichel actually is mislabesh in the brain. It doesn't just go through the brain like a pipe, like your hand, where the seichel goes through the hand. It actually settles in the brain. So comes the question, when the Shechina came through the Beis HaMikdash, did it transfer through Biderech Maivir? Did it come through like a pipe, like the seichel goes through the hand to the paper? Or did it come through the Beis HaMikdash like seichel coming through a brain that actually settled and elevated and uplifted and became a chelek of the world, of Olam Hazeh, of Yerushalayim, of the Har HaBayis? It's a big question about how the Kedusha actually came to the world. And this is actually a machloikis between the Rambam and the Ramban. This question, was the Shechina b'derech maivir, or the Shechina was b'derech hislabshus, is actually a big, big theological question. And it's discussed at length in a maimer of the Rebbe called Dibra Maschel Ve'era El Avram Tavshin Lamed Hei. It's printed in Sefer HaMaimor Melukit Chelekei on page Kuf Mem Beis. And over there, the Rebbe explains that according to the Rambam, it came through Derech Maivir, because the Rambam Bechlal looks at things as a halacha, more of a external nigla view. And according to regular seichel, it's hard to see how Olam Hazeh could actually be a keli for a real Gilui HaEtzem, right? Shechina could come through, but that it should actually settle and penetrate and permeate is a very difficult thing to understand, according to Nigla. However, the Ramban, we know, was a Mekubal. The Ramban wrote according to Kabbalah, according to Pnimiyas HaTorah. And according to Kabbalah, when you learn Pnimiyas HaTorah, and you learn all about Dira B'Tachtoinim, And you understand this Avak Kodesh Baruch Hu that the Dafke the Kol Agvoya Bi Yoiser Yored Lamata, that the world Olam Haza Tachten Mamish Tachten Chein Tachten Emenu could actually be a keli for the greatest Gili Elikos. So then you could understand that Olam Haza, the Beis Hamikdash, the Shechina didn't just go through Bederech Maivir, but it also came through Bederech Hislabshus. There's this machloikis of the Rambam and the Ramban goes through many, many different aspects in Ashkofa. The same thing is true, for example, there's a big machloikis between the Rambam and the Ramban. Will, when Mashiach comes, are we going to end up in Olam Haza? Is the ultimate destination Olam Haza? According to the Rambam, Mashiach will come in Olam Haza, and afterwards, everyone's going to go on a trip to Gan Eden, because that's the way it's going to be. The Ramban says, no, the ultimate is staying down here. All the neshamas of Gan Eden are going to join us down here, and this is where we will stay. What's the machlokes? The same thing. If you hold that the world cannot really be a keli for Kedusha, so how could the ultimate purpose of creation be in this world? But if you look on a more pneumistic view and understand the concept of Dira B'Tachtoinim, and you write your Pirush accordingly, so then yes, you'll understand. That's why the Ramban says that the ultimate Gilei of the Shechina is going to be in this world. Which also leads to another fascinating machloikis between the Rambam and the Ramban regarding the Beis HaMikdash, and that is regarding interesting machloikis. We have a sivui to build the Mishkan, or the Beis HaMikdash. V'asuli Mikdash, v'shachanti b'soicham. We have a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, we have a mitzvah to put kelim, vessels. We have to put the arin for the luchas. We have to put the shulchan, the menorah, the mizbeach hazav, the kiyar, the mizbeach hachitzin. There are a lot of different kelim. There are a lot of different vessels in the menorah, in the Beis HaMikdash. The question is it one all-inclusive tzivoy? The Eibishter said, build me a Beis HaMikdash. You don't have a house without a bed. You don't have a house without a table. You don't have a house without electric, right? So when I say house, that includes all the furniture of the house? Or is there a separate tzivoy? One mitzvah to build a house. One mitzvah to build the kelim. Now, when we were talking about kelim, we're mainly talking about the arin. Because all the other kelim, for example, the menorah is more that the light should be lit on the menorah. The shulchan should hold the lechem upon him. But the arin and the luchay sabris and the kruvim, is it a tzivoy for itself? Or is it all included in the general tzivui of building the Beis HaMikdash? Here again, we have a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says that it's one tzivui. The Eibishter said, "Va'asuli Mikdash, build me a Beis HaMikdash." Included in that are the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. Everything. It's one all-inclusive tzivui. Includes everything. The Ramban says no. The Ramban argues very strongly. And he holds that even though, yes, a house needs kelim, but really there are two separate tzivuyim. There's one tzivuy on the Arin, and there's one tzivuy on the Beis HaMikdash. What's the Sheirish HaMachloikis? Where does this Machloikis come from? So once again, you have a beautiful Sikha of the Rebbe. And look at the Sikha, Chelek Yud Aleph, very good. Where the Rebbe explains at length this inyan. It's also a hadr and mamish, a very deep sicha, which should be learned with the ores. It's mamish, one of these real hilchos beis abchira sichas, which the Rebbe gets really into all the technicalities and the very, very deep, very lumdish sicha. But in short, the Rebbe says, there's two ways to look at a Beis HaMikdash. One is a place of Gilui Hashchina, and one is a place where Yid to do Avodas Hashem. Is the main part the Avoda Mumata Lamaila, the Avoda of the Yid, the Karbonis, the part that the Yid has to do? Or is the main part the where the Shechina is revealed to the world? Which aspect of the Beis HaMikdash is the main thing? Of course, they're both true. But what is the main aspect? So again, if you're looking through the lenses of Halacha, if you're looking through the lenses of Nigla de Torah, if you're looking through the lenses of everything revolves around what the person has to do, should or shouldn't do, so what's the Beis HaMikdash? A Beis HaMikdash is a place for you to do Avodah. So the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, including the Arin, is all included in the general mitzvah to have a Beis HaMikdash. It's all included in that package. However, if the main point of the Beis HaMikdash, if you look according to Pnimius, that the main point is the Gilui Lamata Ba'aretz, so then yes, the Beis HaMikdash is a Tzivui, but the Arden where the main Shechina came through, that was like the brain of the Beis HaMikdash, that's where the real V'nei Adati L'chosham Mibein Shnei Akruvim, that's where the Gilui HaShechina happened, and especially the Ramban with his Shita, that it was Mislabesh in the Beis HaMikdash. It didn't just come B'derech Maivir. Therefore, according to the Ramban, the Kalim, the Arden, is a separate Sivoy from the Beis HaMikdash. Now, it is important to finish off by pointing out that even though the Rambam wrote a lot of these things according to Nigla de Torah, there's a famous Sikh of the Rebbe in the later years, the Hadron, and the Rambam, where the Rebbe says that Be'etzem, the Rambam agrees with the Shita. The Chassidus always paskins like the Ramban, that the Dira is B'tachtoinim, that it's B'derech Islapshus, because Chassidus always goes according to the Pnimius, according to Kabbalah. And the Rebbe says that really, the Rambam, the Atzmoy, actually agrees deep with the Ramban, because the Rambam secretly was a Mekubal. That's how he started off the Sefer Yad Yisoyda Yisoyda Svamuda Chochmes, Shateva Shut Kivavke. And really, even the Rambam agrees that the ultimate Dira is specifically B'tachtoinim.